following is a recording for Rafael Bora of iAdvise on Thursday, July 27th, 2017 at 11 a.m. Central Time. This is the HCSA second quarter 2017 conference call. Good afternoon and welcome to the HCSA second quarter 2017 conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions, and at that time, instructions will be given if you would like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Rafael Bora of iAdvise Corporate Communications. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, Katie, and good afternoon, everyone. This afternoon, we are very pleased to welcome HCSA's senior management team, who will be discussing the company's second quarter 2017 consolidated results that the press release distributed yesterday. If you wish to be included in future distributions, please contact at iAdvise in New York at 212-406-3693 to be added immediately. A special note to any members of the media who are joining us today, we would like to remind you that today's call is for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken. If you are a member of the media and wish to direct any questions to the company, please contact the company directly. Prior to introducing our speakers, I just want to mention that during this call, comments made by management may include forward-looking statements, which are subject to various conditions and uncertainties based on a variety of factors. These forward-looking statements may differ materially from actual results. Thus, we ask that you refer to the disclaimer located in the earnings release prior to making any investment decision. At this point, I will introduce our speakers. We have Mr. Diodoro Batalla Palacios, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Rodrigo Azan, Investor Relations Officer. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Rodrigo Azan, Investor Relations Officer of HCSA. Rodrigo, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafa, and good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us today and for your interest in HCSA. I will begin with an update of current projects under development. Then, I will provide an overview of the company's operational highlights and our consolidated results during the second quarter of 2017. Before turning the call over to Diodoro for his financial discussion, after which we will be happy to answer any questions that you may have. I am pleased to share with you the results of the second quarter. Despite a complex environment, HCSA once again was able to report solid operating and financial results. Our main indicators in the stabilized portfolio demonstrate that Mexico continues with a strong consumption dynamic trend. Now, moving on to HCSA's performance, we are very pleased with the progress we are making in many fronts, aligned with our business strategy, which emphasizes growth in total revenues and solid operating performance, as well as the determination of our company to successfully execute its plan. In terms of our upcoming openings, we continue moving ahead in line with our business plan, with the construction of La Isla Mérida, Interlomas expansion, Paseo Querétaro, and Explanada Puebla, with work progress of 83, 72, 66, 66 and 53% respectively. I am also glad to announce that this quarter we deliver the second phase of Forum Cuernavaca. Regarding the leasing of our portfolio under development, I am glad to mention that we closed important contracts with operators of special business segments for our properties, including the concert venues, amusement parks, and hotels, among others, highlighting the extensive experience and recognition that these operators have in each of their segments. During this quarter, we leased 68,000 square meters of leasable area in projects that are currently under construction, reaching 46% in pre-leasing compared to 3% reported in the last quarter. In addition, we managed to anchor our office building within the expansion of Paseo Interlomas, signing a contract for over 9,000 square meters with a major multinational company. Turning to our quarterly operational performance, at the close of the second quarter, our stabilized portfolio, comprised of 13 stabilized properties and two in stabilization process, continued reporting solid results. We reported a total GLA of 707,000 square meters, an increase of 15% compared to last year, while HCSA's proportional GLA was 440,000 square meters, an increase of 12% compared to the same period of last year. Furthermore, we achieved an occupancy rate of 91% in our properties, and a lease renewal rate of 99%. Meanwhile, the average leasing rate per square meter at the close of the second quarter was 329 pesos. Additionally, we registered an increase in same-store sales of 6.8% during the quarter, while the number of visitors at the close of the quarter totaled 33 million. Before turning the call to Diodoro, I would like to highlight that overall, we are pleased to continue achieving profitable growth in our satellite portfolio and executing our pipeline in the development in line with our projections. We are committed to the ongoing implementation of our business plan and strategic initiatives, and look at the year ahead with confidence. Thank you for your attention. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Diodoro Batalla, Chief Financial Officer, who will review the financial performance for the period. Diodoro, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rodrigo, and good afternoon, everyone. I will briefly review the financial highlights for the second quarter of 2017. Our net operating income of the stabilized and under-development portfolio reached 755 million pesos, while HICSA proportional NOI reached 471 million pesos, an increase of 13% and 9% respectively, compared to the figure reported in 2016, while NO margin was 81.4%. This increase is mainly explained by the addition of La Isla Vallarta, Forum Cuernavaca, and the recognition of the income generated by the Bazar Quarter. Consolidated EBITDA for the quarter remained stable at 750 million pesos, while HICSA proportional EBITDA was 473 million pesos. Consolidated net income increased 24% during the quarter, mainly because of the peso appreciation. Total income decreased 17% for the quarter, while total costs and expenses decreased by 22%. This is mainly explained because currently we are not doing construction for third parties. As a result of the above, operating income before valuation effect in the second quarter of this year decreased 13% compared to the same period of 2016. Moving to the balance sheet, HICSA's total assets reached 55.6 billion pesos, an increase of 2%, while total liabilities reached 28.6 billion pesos, a 0.5% increase compared to second quarter 16. As of June 30, 2017, HICSA's net financial debt reached 19 billion pesos, an increase of 7.3% compared to the last quarter, mainly explained by the new credit lines obtained for La Isla Vallarta and Paseo Querétaro. Therefore, our loan-to-value ratio is now 34%. In summary, we are encouraged by the positive business outlook ahead. We will continue to execute our strategic initiatives and deliver solid growth. At HICSA, we are fully aligned with our shareholders when it comes to creating shareholders' value, and of course, capitalizing of new opportunities. With that, we conclude our presentation. We appreciate your continued support and interest in HICSA. Thank you for your attention. Now, let me open the floor for questions.
Thank you, sir. At this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key, followed by the one key on your touch-tone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star 2. Again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. Our first question comes from Jarrell Realty from Morgan Stanley.
Good morning, gentlemen. So I wanted to start out by asking a bit about the occupancy cost. So it has declined in an expressive manner in the past 2 years. It's about 6.9% right now. What I was wondering is, how much lower do you think it can go? Do you think we are at the stable level, or do you think it can go even lower?
Hi, Gerald, this is Rodrigo. No, I don't think it's going to get lower. The thing this year is, it was difficult for us to keep up the pace with the growth of the same store sales. So as we were not growing, the base rent, the properties, and the same store sales are growing almost at 2 digits for the last 10 quarters. That's the reason why you're seeing a cost of occupancy so low, but I think it's going to get stable.
Okay, and the other part is you have 16% of leases maturing this year, 20% next year. You've been seeing leasing spreads of about 6 to 7%. Should we expect that leasing spread to be maintained for those leases that are coming up now?
Yes, 60% is the normal figure for every year, and we expect to have a good leasing spread as we are seeing good numbers in the same store sales.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you once again. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 at this time. Again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. Our next question comes from Roland Mendez from J.P. Morgan.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Thank you for taking my question. I was wondering on some of the projects that their opening dates were a bit delayed, especially on the Explanada, on Explanada's projects. That's my first question. If you could give some details on the reason why and what should we expect. And secondly, the lease that you mentioned in Interlomas for about 9,000 square meters of office, is that part of the expansion that you're undergoing? Thank you.
Okay, first, can you repeat the first question, please, Freud?
Yeah, sure. Regarding the projects which were a bit delayed or that you pushed back in time a couple of quarters, the opening dates.
Okay. This is I was talking about Puebla. As you know, when we announced the Explanadas, we were planning to do the Explanadas for 55,000 square meters of GLA. They were a commercial success, so they grew to almost 90,000 square meters. So the construction is taking a little more time, so we expect to open in the first quarter of 2018. But this was very good news for us because of the commercial success. And your second question, yes. I was talking about slightly over 9,000 square meters of office space that we already signed with a multinational company. This is for the Interlomas expansion, for the office part of the Interlomas expansion. So we are very happy that we already anchored that building. It's almost half of the GLA. We're doing 20,000 square meters of office space there, and we have almost half already signed.
And sorry, Rodrigo, with the increased GLA, did the CapEx change on Puebla,
no,
for example?
No, we increased the GLA since, you have it in your presentations, since 6 months ago, and of course it changed the CapEx, but you already have it. It's a CapEx that we have announced in the presentation. You're not going to see any changes in the CapEx in the coming weeks or months. The CapEx remains the same as you know it right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Freud.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Francisco Chavez from BBVA.
Hi. The other one, Rodrigo, thanks for the call. My question is regarding the trend that we have seen in rent income in Forum Buenavista and also in Paseo Interlomas. We have seen some sequential declines, and I believe it's explained by the expansion and the relocation of tenants, but when can we expect to a normalization in rental income in such shopping malls? Thank you.
Thank you, Paco. For Forum Buenavista, you're exactly right. It was the addition of Fábricas de Francia. You can expect to see a better performance as soon as this month because Fábricas de Francia starts paying rent on the 1st of July. So that's what you saw, a flat number for Forum Buenavista in spite of being such a successful property. And Interlomas, we are still doing the expansion. We are still doing a little bit of commercial concessions to the tenants until we make the connection between the old center and the new one. So you're going to see better numbers at the first quarter of 2018. So that's the main reason you were right.
Okay. And also, can you let us know what is the progress in the stabilization of Capital Reforma? We saw that occupancy remained stable between 1Q and 2Q. Can we expect a faster stabilization for the second half of this year?
Okay. By today, by the date of the report, it was 72%. By today, it's 75%. And we are very, very confident that at the end of the year, we're going to be above the stabilization number, above 85%. We're seeing a very good dynamic in the office market there.
Okay, and any idea on at which average rents are you leasing space in that building?
I think around $28 per square meter, Paco, the ones what we're signing in dollars. Mainly we're signing in dollars. A little bit of the contracts have been signed in pesos, but mainly dollars.
Okay, thanks so much, Rodrigo.
Thank you, Paco.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from Froilan Mendez from J.P. Morgan.
Thank you, guys. Sorry for the follow-up. Just regarding Coatzacoalcos, Arcos Bosques, and Forum Tlaquepaque, they're still posting 5 to 10% lower occupancies versus the end of 2015. They are all above 85%, but when should we get back to those high levels, around 90%, or what's going on there? Could you give me a little bit more color on those three stabilized assets?
Hi, Froilan. Arcos Bosques, last week we signed a big contract, and at this moment, Arcos Bosques is already at 96%. With this last contract we signed last week, it's already signed, and they will be starting paying rent in the next 6 months. Regarding Coatzacoalcos, it's a difficult place right now because the economy is having difficulties. So As the consumption starts to ramp up in that area of the country, we believe that the property will respond better to occupancy. And the we are currently doing a relocation of some of the tenants. So we believe that we will be finishing that by the end of the year, and we will have it in high levels again.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you once again. We are holding for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 at this time. Again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. Our next question comes from Francisco Chavez from BBVA.
Hi. Just a follow-up regarding the recently opened malls in of La Isla Vallarta and Forum Cuernavaca. Can you give us more color on the stabilization process and if during the second quarter those properties contributed for rental income? Thank you.
Yes. Hi, Paco. This is Diodoro. Yes. Both properties contributed for this quarter for in round numbers around 53 million pesos for of NOI for both properties for this quarter. And Cuernavaca is already open. We have 80 stores open already in Cuernavaca out of 117 that are rented, and they are opening in a fast pace. So we expect that for the next quarter we will have all the rented locals already open. Vallarta, it has 66 stores already open out of 79 that are rented. It's right now 87% rented, So when all of these stores are open, it will be already stabilized. And Cuernavaca maybe for the end of the year, it's 76 right now, rented, and we expect that for the end of the year, we will have it in better shape.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. At this time, I am showing no further questions. I'll now like to turn the call back over to management for closing remarks.
Thank you. On behalf of Kixa and its team, I want to express our appreciation for your interest, and we want to thank you for taking the time to join us today. We hope that as a result of this call, you have a better understanding of the company and its results for the period. We look forward to another great quarter, and we hope to speak with you all again real soon. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect.